First things first, we say hello to the star of the show, the man of the hour, and my good buddy, Tom Fortino. Tom, it is always great to be with you. Hope you're doing well, my friend.
I'm doing well. Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing this morning?
You know what? I'm doing well. It's another weekend. We're inching closer to the start of football season. So put everyone in bubble wrap, get them to the start of the season, and we'll see how it all shakes out. Just a couple of weeks away. It is hard to believe we are at that point here in 2025. Well, Tom, one thing we do know is also coming up, just like the start of football season, we know the Fed is set to meet again over interest rates here in a couple of weeks in the middle of September. Now, that obviously means higher rates for at least another couple of weeks. Well, here's MassMutual's Kelly Kowalski recently discussing that with CNBC.
Higher interest rates for us mean higher earnings, higher reinvestment rates. One trend that we see with the higher interest rates is a lot of annuity sales. And we've just seen, you know, really steady demand for annuities because people seek the relative certainty of return and safety.
So, Tom, let's talk about some of those listeners today. Sure. Maybe some of your clients. They're on the fence. They're unsure about annuities. Does it really fit for them? So what are you telling them now as we could see rates change potentially here in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, for anyone that's been thinking about these, and I always say, look, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. I'm also insurance licensed, which means annuities, life insurance, long-term care insurance, those things. I'm licensed in that area. I've been doing this a long time. But when we're looking at rates now, look, nobody knows for sure, but right now the 10-year is around 4.2 to 4.3. It's kind of been going down. And when we look at interest rates, boy, they affect a lot of stuff. We look at what we call the benchmark. And it affects everything from mortgages to corporate finance to investments. And guess what? It also impacts these annuities that you were talking about and how they can fit into your retirement plan. So if we're considering them, now may be the time to lock into some of these higher rates. Look, I had someone come in the other day. Their CDs, they're looking at renewing it. Now they're getting around three, less than three. And you can get higher rates there. And then when you're taking a look at the income, and to the credit of these companies, and this is true, they have really come to the, you know, they've come to the fore and they've offered, I've seen it happen, they are offering better benefits than they have in recent years because they are, you know, they're getting better interest. That's kind of how it works. And so if you want to lock into some of these, as I said, these income benefits, you know, we talked about this last week, Kevin. It's not just to be, hey, income, and we talk just in, you know, we're superfluous about it. We just mention it. Income planning is the keystone or the key to your overall planning. We look at it from a psychological standpoint. I think we use the phrase license to spend strategy, right?
Right.
We want to give that to you. Guaranteed income, and there's been studies I read from the Retirement Income Institute, it gives retirees a psychological license to spend their savings in retirement. In surveys, many surveys, BlackRock did a survey, and it talked about, you know, how people feel and have been used these. 97% of annuity owners said their annuities helped them worry less about running out of money. 93% said annuities ease their concerns about day-to-day expenses. So think about that. You have checks coming in every week. And there's other numbers here that are interesting. But you know what? And it's so important. I think we had that discussion, Kevin, about that late woman named Agnes on how she put off things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you miss those things, missing your healthiest years and doing things. This is what has been called the health span. You miss things and missed opportunities. It's just, that's why when we take a look at creating income, and I'm gonna quote Oscar Wilde, it's better, the Irish poet, it's better to have a permanent income than to be fascinating. And I would have, now you can be both.
Right.
But so how do these fit into your plan? And so as we said, as you were saying, Kevin, is now the time to maybe consider them. There's no harm in looking at, you know, you think about Social Security, a permanent income. You look at pensions, a permanent guaranteed lifetime income. And so why should we care? Well, we're living longer than ever. You know, certainly if you're married, what about creating income? And these annuities can create joint income. So it's not only lasts for your lifetime, it lasts for your spouse's lifetime. What about market risk? Well, we don't have to worry about market risk because the market has nothing to do with this. And so this is an opportunity. Look, I let me offer our income planning packet, which, guess what, includes truth about annuities. It's an entire packet that provides the worksheets, provides the ideas on creating income, the Social Security decision, the truth about annuities, all the other ideas of creating income, even with your investments. But imagine if you could sit back and say, I have the paychecks coming in that are going to last the rest of my life and potentially for my spouse. So here's the, as I said, we'll offer that. If you want it, we'll send it out to you. There's no cost or obligation. We can even email it to you. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. And let me give you one example. You know, this is a couple, age 60. Okay, they're both age 60. If they were to use an annuity in their planning, and again, it can be done with IRA money, it can be done with Roth IRA money, which means it's tax-free. But if you were to invest $500,000 in 5 years, this is joint lifetime income. Joint lifetime income. So it lasts for both your lifetimes. Doesn't reduce at the first death. At 65, your guaranteed lifetime benefit would be $47,500. Mm-hmm. 47 for the rest of both of your lifetimes, regardless of the market, regardless of how long you live. And if you decide to wait, at 67, it goes up to 57,000.
Wow.
You see how these work? And mm-hmm. so you're basically creating your own private pension here. And as I said, and you were saying, Kevin, with rates where they're at today, I'm not saying I know where they're going, but certainly they're higher than they've been. And, you know, again, to the credit, these companies are offering better benefits.
So let me ask you this. And Tom, I know we've talked about annuities on this show before. Mm-hmm. Some people hear that. It's almost like a four-letter word, right? They just don't want they don't want to hear it. They're just completely shut off. So, I mean, obviously, when you hear annuity, some folks might think, well, I lose flexibility when it comes to planning for their retirement. So how do you really help them sort through the trade-off between that income and also the ability to access their money? Because, again, there are so many different varying opinions of annuities.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up because – look, it's unfortunate, and you used the term opinions. Those are opinions. Forget opinions. I'm not pro or con annuities. I mean, we do more, as I said. We do portfolio management. We do more. But if you want a guaranteed income stream, the reality is, you know, you can't have a guarantee. I can't do that from a compliance standpoint. I can't offer someone, say, you know, this is guaranteed. If I said in my example, if you had $500,000 in an investment at Fidelity, and you asked the person who was managing it, said, okay, in 5 years, I want to pull out $50,000 a year for the rest of my life and my spouse's life, or you said to them, what's my guaranteed income? What do you think the response would be? Well, the response would be, there is no guarantee. Right. I'm not saying it won't work, but this is where we're transferring risk. And I just read those stats about where it gives you peace of mind, where you're able to spend, where you're able to enjoy life. So does it make sense? And I'm going to be completely, you know, upfront and honest about these things. There's pros and cons, okay? But understand how they work. These opinions out there, it's a little disheartening to me personally when you're not given the proper. You deserve to understand how they work, not just because I said it's terrible. That's unfortunate. And really, truly, Kevin, there's misinformation out there on how these work. So it's really something you should look at. There's no harm in looking at it, but there's ways that you can create income that lasts your lifetime and, again, reduce the stress. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I've never heard anyone say, oh, you have a pension, you have a guaranteed lifetime income. Oh, that's too bad.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Exactly. Yeah, again, folks, that number 630-864-6711. You heard Tom also mention the retirement roadmap as well. And if you'd like to pick up your complimentary retirement roadmap with absolutely no obligation, we've got operators standing by right now to get you on Tom's calendar. 630-864-6711 or online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Again, alphawealthgroup.com. Maybe you've heard some varying mixed messages about opinions when it comes to annuities. You'd like more clarity? You'd like to learn more? Maybe you'd like to pick up that complimentary retirement roadmap, which we mentioned earlier in the show. Tom Fortino and his team, they are a phone call away, and they've got teammates standing by to get you on their calendar today. 630-864-6711 is the number. Again, 630-864-6711, or you can always download those complimentary Alpha Wealth reports by visiting alphawealthgroup.com. Again, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, I know the older we get, probably the less we look forward to birthdays. Is that a safe assumption? Like, I remember when I was a kid, I counted the days, the weeks, the months until a birthday. Now I'm just like, nah, it's just another year. What about you?
Yeah, there's a whole, I think, George Carlin bit on as you age and how you look at age. It's pretty funny.
Yeah,
most of his stuff is.
It definitely, your outlook changes a lot the older you get. Well, the reason I bring it up, Social Security just celebrated its 90th birthday just a couple of weeks ago. Of course, signed into existence back in August of 1935 by President Franklin Roosevelt. Well, the question becomes, will it last another 90 years? And of course, I know we've talked about this on the show. Sure. We could see a reduction in benefits in 2033. So let's talk about your clients specifically, Tom. How many are really dependent on Social Security? And what can you do, more importantly, to help cover up that loss if and when that does come into play?
You know, it's interesting, Ken. We just talked about one of those aspects. How do we create an income plan? You know, we just talked about one example, which was the annuities. Investments can be another piece of that. So all of these pieces of how do I create income? How do I take all this money I've accumulated? And then we understand Social Security. Now, you mentioned Social Security was created in 1935. I'll do a little fun fact, as we say, this is a reference, obscure reference to Paul Blart Mall Cop, but you're correct. It's 90-year anniversary. 1937 was the first payroll tax collection. Isn't that terrific? Wow. They started withholding money. 1940 was when they started paying the money out. It was her name, you may have heard this before, Ida Mae Fuller. She was a legal secretary, and she received the first payout in 1940, January 31st, of $22.54. She paid in $24.75, and over her lifetime, she collected probably 1,000 times that month. She lived to 100.
Wow.
So, and you know, this makes the point when we talk about longevity risk, and I've used this comment before when it comes to Social Security and your claiming strategies, because keep in mind, it's irrevocable. You know, this longevity risk we talk about, and I've used this phrase before, the risk isn't dying, the risk is living, right? Because, and it's all true on any type we talk about income. We talked about what if you use an annuity? Well, that's going to come in regardless of if you live to 65, 75, 95, or 105. It's the same with Social Security. So these claiming strategies and locking into lower benefits, you know, Forbes did a study and they said 96% of Americans miss out on an average of $111,000 of income simply because they file Social Security at the wrong time. I offered that income planning packet. It included the Social Security decision. I'll make a couple quick comments here. Number one, there is no perfect answer. Okay. We just don't know for sure. But I get concerned when people say, well, you know, I talked to my coworker or someone said, and they just told me turn it on as soon as possible. You know, you lock into a lower benefit. That means you permanently reduce your benefits. You know, between 62 and 67, it's close to a 30% reduction in your benefit. You think about it, that's for a lifetime. So you have lower lifetime earnings. It impacts your spousal and survivor benefits, right? So if you're married, you limit the growth potential on it. And so please be careful when you make these decisions. I've seen a difference of $10,000 a year because remember, you can wait till 70 to take it. And that means it grows by 8% per year. That's a delayed retirement credit. On top of that, you have a cost of living that is on top of the 8%. So this can be pretty dramatic over your lifetime. Please understand how it works. And this is something we pride ourselves on. We do a complete analysis. And you've heard me say this before, Kevin. I try to stay away from opinions. I do as much as possible. If I'm going to say it's my opinion, I preface it with that. But you run the numbers. What happens if you take it at 67? What happens if you take it at 70? What happens if you take it at 65? How does it impact you? How does it impact your spouse? But you know what? The end result is you're going to make an informed decision. Again, you won't look back and say, wow, I should have really looked at this. And then you have changes. You have the Social Security Fairness Act. If you were worked for a municipality or a school teacher, you know, that's just came into play. We want to understand that. You also have the $6,000 deduction, right, that now came in with the big, beautiful bill. So it's not only understanding the claiming strategies, but then how are these new rules changing things? Mm-hmm. We need to stay on top of it. And oh, yeah, one more thing, Kevin. What about it being taxed? Because up to 85% of your benefit can be taxed. I know there's some misconceptions on there's no tax on Social Security. That's not terrible. That's not actually accurate. But how do I get more of my Social Security tax-free? We look at all this. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for those of you that really want to, number one, understand your overall income plan, which includes one piece of that income, one piece, there's others, is the Social Security. How do I try to maximize my cumulative lifetime benefit? Remember I said the risk isn't dying, the risk is living. And then if I'm married, for my spouse, because again, these are irrevocable decisions. You cannot go back and change it. And so it's very important we make the right decisions, at least get informed. As I said, if you want to take, we'll run the Social Security analysis for you. We'll run it through two and three different ways. You'll see the numbers in front of you. You know, this is critical to making those informed decisions. Then we'll look at everything. Anytime I offer things, Kevin, it's we're going to look at this specifically, but I will look at the overall plan too. And then how can I supplement the income and create a plan where I have income I can't outlive? If we can check the box on that, now we can start working on the other things, getting more of it tax-free and all the other your investments and so on. But as you want to take advantage of some of this, just pick up the phone, give our team a call, start to understand how these things work. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can get on my calendar right on the website. It's easy. You have no excuse.
Let me ask you this, too, because I know we talk about that 2033 date as far as, you know, the mm-hmm. changes that could be coming along. Mm-hmm. When it comes to maybe some of your younger clients, Tom, do you find that maybe there's more skepticism about Social Security even being available for them? And if so, you know, how do you sort of provide a little more clarity and paint that picture about how they can plan for their futures?
Well, that's a good question. Yes, there is more. And we've been hearing this actually for many, many years. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as Social Security is running out, we're going to go down. Now, nobody knows the answer to that. Hopefully they can do some things. But as you said, with the people that are maybe a little younger, if you're 10 or 15 years out from Social Security, there is a little more skepticism. And that's why it's that much more important to really plan. Because if you're further out, guess what? Now you can do things to put yourself in a better position to say, okay, if Social Security is there, but let me plan on what happens if it's reduced. Okay. And so there's ways to do that and methods you can incorporate. And so maybe you make adjustments on what you're currently doing. You know, you have a little more runway here to get there. So what we do is if someone is looking at that, number one, you know, we're going to test their plan and say, what happens? Let's look at it. If it is reduced, let's say you only get 50% of your benefit. What does that look like? Okay. What are some things we can do, then options that are available for you to now, you know, put some things in your plan. They're going to fill that gap that you mentioned. Mm. So if it does happen, you know, I can make some adjustments today. So 10 years down the road, you know, I'm going to be in a better spot. And there's actually strategies out there and products that they provide that offer those, you know, those benefits to say if Social Security is reduced, we'll add to that or we'll increase your income. And so we look at those things too. So it's important. You know, the important thing is to really just take a look at it and not just wait till, okay, now I've got to make a decision. What do I do now?
Well, let me ask you a question, Tom. I know we talk movies, we talk music, we talk sports. We kind of cover all kinds of different topics here on the show. But I want to know, are you would you ever consider yourself a parrot head by chance?
You know, I can't say I'm a parrot head, but it doesn't mean I don't enjoy his music.
Yeah, well, Jimmy Buffett, my wife and I, it's sort of how we really, our relationship really took off. We would go to the Buffett concerts every year. When I tell you, man, we did it right. We had the tiki bar. We had the blenders. We had the music. We even bought bags of sand and built little beaches in the parking lot. Yeah, we didn't do anything.
See, that's a
halfway.
Commitment. I don't have that commitment.
We would even do three meals a day. We did breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the parking lot tailgating. Oh, by the way, then there was the concert that followed afterwards. But the reason I bring it up, Tom, Jimmy Buffett, he passed away about 2 years ago, but there's a big time legal war being waged over his estate to the tune of $275 million. Now, his wife, Jane, is suing to have the co-trustee removed, claiming he's hostile and not acting in her best interests. Well, he's fighting back with a lawsuit of her own, trying to remove her. Now, again, this all sounds like, you know, rich people problems, but it does underscore the importance of careful legacy planning, no matter who you are. And obviously, Tom, when you're gone, these aren't the kind of wars you want being waged after your estate is still trying to be settled, right?
Yeah, when you're gone, the options, you can't change beneficiaries post death. You can't change things, right? Uh-huh. And we heard this with, remember, Gene Hackman passed away and his wife and then that crazy thing. And then his family was fighting. There was bad things there. We hear this. Those get the headlines. But, you know, in reality with, you know, all of us, you're saying this is why it's so important, because otherwise we lose control. And then I've said this before, and this is why we're so insistent on it in our group. And I've been doing this over 20 years. I mean, we've always done estate plan. It's always been part of what we do. I always say, look, this is a non-negotiable. I don't want to, you know, be on the receiving end of a phone call where someone says, hey, my spouse is incapacitated. Now, this isn't even if they pass away. I need to get some money out of the IRA. And I say, well, I'm sorry, you don't have a power of attorney. You don't have authority to access it. That asset's frozen. And so you can have these issues during your lifetime and certainly after your lifetime. And so that's why when we have these things, when I say things, these reports, I call them the six essential documents, the living trust, the powers of attorney, medical and financial. You still want to have a pour over will. What about personal directives and personal property memorandums? You know, you hear these stories all the time about them fighting over, you know, one of our attorneys had the story of these children that were fighting over a baseball card collection. Mm. And so or there's certain things, and sometimes it doesn't have to be fighting. Most of the time the children are saying, you know, and are saying, what are mom and dad's wishes? Well, I don't know. And so they want to fulfill them. And so then it becomes a guessing game. And so when I make the comment, I'm not making it lightly. It's in all sincerity. Doing these things can be the best thing that you do for your family, period. Dollars aside, yes, there's dollars you're going to save because you're not going to be exposed to probate court if you have all these things in line. But what it does for your family, because it provides directions, they know they're fulfilling your wishes, you can't put a dollar figure on that. And so that's why when I just had a meeting this week, you know, they completed their trust with our attorney. And they had a brokerage account that was joint titled. And so I said, well, you got the trust. Let's get it in your trust. We retitled it to their trust. And so now it says, you know, whatever. We'll just use the name, you know, John and Jane Smith. Now it says the Smith Family Trust. And the point there is anyone that has a trust, you're getting statements from your brokerage account. You're getting statements from your bank and your name is on it. It's not in your trust, mm-hmm. which means it's exposed to probate. So, again, we need to understand these things. And I agree with what you said, Kevin. It's even more important for those of us that we don't have to have the Jimmy Buffett estate, right?
Right.
Because then it's even more detrimental. It's even more, you know, if you have an attorney that's going to represent you, unless you're going into probate, it's usually a 6 months, you got to wait. They're going to spend 8 hours a day, $300 or $400 an hour. You know, that's just what's going to happen potentially. And again, just the whole thing of you losing control. And so that information is available on our website, alphawealthgroup.com. We can get the estate planning packet out to you. It includes bulletproofing your beneficiaries, which we can talk about. It includes how to title assets. It includes the six essential documents. And you can go through that. Whether you've done it or not, you probably haven't reviewed your estate plan in a long time. So we'll get that out to you. If you want that estate planning packet, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Ask us for that. If you want something specific to your situation, we can customize it for you. Just give us a call. Again, 630-864-6711 for the estate planning packet. It includes all of those things. You're probably going to uncover something you were unaware of. For example, I like using the beneficiary designations in this example because when was the last time you did that number one on the report is doing a beneficiary audit. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you did a beneficiary audit? You may find somebody on there you didn't think was supposed to get it, especially when we have second marriages. I had someone come in here, they had an ex-spouse on there. Well, guess what? They're getting it unless you change it. And so you can disinherit children. You may not have contingent beneficiaries. And this is how this all comes together. So how you title your assets, the documents you have in place, your beneficiary designations, when was the last time you checked them? And first thing is, do you have these things in place? And if you think you do, when did you check them? So for those that want to do, you know, again, going back to all the things we've offered today, Kevin, is, you know, the income strategies, the other things that we've covered as far as your overall plan. If you want to do an estate planning review as well as part of this, that's what we do anyway. It's all part of this. You know, put all your information, throw it in a box. If you want to bring in your documents, we can review those too. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Don't you want to make sure what you've worked so hard to create and what you have in place, you know, you control it during your lifetime and then it passes to your children and grandchildren in the most efficient manner. That's what that's about. And having your wishes fulfilled and then having your children also know that they're fulfilling your wishes. This is what it's really about.
So, Tom, we know when someone passes, emotions can run high. Mm-hmm. So obviously the last thing you want is families turning that grief into, you know, legal battles. So, right. Again, that's something I'm sure you've seen. And obviously it's something you're trying to help avoid for your clients as they move forward.
And that's it. You're avoiding some of these things. Look, there's mixed marriages now. Uh-huh. You know, someone has children from another previous marriage and the other. So there's the bottom line is if you set these things up properly, you can avoid these issues. Mm-hmm. It's not uncommon. I know people say, well, my situation is so uncommon. My family, guess what? It's not so uncommon. There's a lot of families out there that these things did. Just the reality, the dynamics of the family. And so that's why, again, I come back to this, why it's so important to have these things in place. Because, wow, the emotional, the stress, the, you know, especially at one of the worst times dealing with this stuff where you have a parent passing on and now you got to deal with these things. Boy, I mean, it's just, like I said, it's avoidable. This is why I'm so insistent on people doing it. You know, it's the attorney that does it for you. It's the attorney you pay. Creates more work for me, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But I just want to have it in place for you. That's why, again, I'm pretty insistent on it. You know, and then there's other components to it, which is the tax component, making sure you minimize taxes down to your beneficiaries, And that's why we talk about having trusts in place, too. They preserve your exemption. And it all comes together, and it'll make sense. We make it simple. And it's important you do these things. That's why, as I said, if you haven't done it, do it. If you've done it, you got it. You should review it.
Well, Tom, I know we talked big, beautiful bill on this show quite a bit, especially right when it got signed into law. But one thing we do know is there could be some changes coming to 401k plans as well. So what are some of the big things that stood out to you when you sort of dug through this and really how it can impact your clients here moving forward?
Well, I think one of the takeaways, and this was a Wall Street Journal article, it said Trump plans to give your 401k a boost. Now, what are we talking about? And it's been in the news quite a bit, so you may have heard about this. It is not in place yet. They're talking about adding private equity, being allowed to invest in private equity. You know, a good example, SpaceX is private equity. And, you know, Elon Musk is SpaceX. You can't purchase that through a 401k. Private equity is becoming a bigger and bigger aspect. He hasn't gone public yet. And many of these companies today that are huge companies, they started out as private companies. And so they may offer that to some extent in your 401ks, which is really interesting because, you know, they've made it difficult, I guess, to a certain extent to invest in these. They've also talked about adding crypto to your 401ks. There's caveats to this, but these are things they're talking about. The point I would say, and part of this stuff is, and we'll see how this, and of course, we're going to stay on top of this because we want, you know, anyone participating in these 401ks to understand how they work and how you optimizing your 401k, because there's changes. I'll give you one quick example that's happened this year. There's another one that's going to occur in 2026. But in 2025, guess what? This first year, if you are 60 to 63, now I know it seems like 3 years, but it's 60, 61, 62, 63. There's 4 years there if you're in that gap where you can now put more money into your 401k. Are you aware of that? It was also this another term they use. It's called supersizing your 401k. So if you were anywhere between, if you're 60 to 63, you can actually put another $3,750 into your 401k. Are you aware of that? In other words, you can go up to $34,750. You can almost put $35,000 into your 401k. We talked about these mid-season or mid-year reviews. Well, you know, the 401k contributions, January 1st to December 31st, it's a calendar year. So if you don't get it maxed out by December 31st, you've lost that opportunity. And so, you know, I'm starting early, but, okay, you got 4 months left, 5 months to get your 401k maxed out. So this is an opportunity to say, you know, this is what people that are successful or wealthy do. They take advantage of these rules. So I would tell anyone out there, and of course, as always, in our library, we have the Optimizing Your 401k Planning Report. There's other things that you need to look at, and I'm going to get into those in a second. This is just one example of the changes that occur, and are we taking advantage of those? Whether, you know, so if you want to get the report, or if you want to schedule a time for us to go through that and do the 401k analysis, you know, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. So effectively, the catch-up goes from $7,500 up to $11,250. And so, you know, the 401k, I we've used the phrase a few times, Kevin, it's not a set it and forget it. And I think maybe the 401k, more than any other thing out there, is I set it and forget it, because it's good because it's a systematic contribution. We forget it, and then we wake up one day maybe and say, oh, my gosh, look at how much money is in my 401k. I hope you do. But that's a good set it and forget it, and right. So I like that. But sometimes we're not taking advantage of it. I just mentioned the contributions. Are we maxing out our contributions? You can call your 401k company this week and say, you know, increase my, you know, I can accelerate contributions to get to that amount. Guess what else you can do? Your Roth contributions. Maybe I change these extra contributions to Roth. Now that money's going to be tax-free the rest of my life and grows tax-free the rest of my life. We can get into that. We've talked about those ideas with your Roth. Do you know what your match is? I had someone in here this week. It's kind of crazy, but he said, I'm not really putting money in my 401k. I think there's a match. I'm like, my God, that's a dollar for dollar. It's 100% return on your money. We got to do that. That's where I get a little more animated. But what is your match? We, in this report, it goes through the questions you should be asking. Number one, what are you contributing? What's interesting is some people not sure. Well, I think I'm putting in 10%. I think I'm putting in 12. I'm not really sure. You got to know your numbers. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be critical. Got to know your numbers. What is the match? I'm not sure. Is it 3%, 4%? You got to know that too. That's free money. Then are you putting Roth versus traditional? Keep in mind, the $34,750 I just mentioned, or the $31,000 you can put in if you're over 50, you can do all Roth. You talk about accelerating your tax-free strategies, or you can do 50-50. Okay, half in Roth, half in traditional. Are we doing tax planning and trying to get to tax-free? And then, you know, the things like, can I do an in-service rollover? Can I move my money while I'm still working to my own IRA so now I can have more investment options? That's another one of these questions. So there's a list of questions in this report. But better yet, if you want to understand how to optimize, because in most cases, the 401k is the largest investment asset you have. It allows for some of the largest contributions. It allows you to put Roth, by the way, too, it isn't income tested. So I don't care if you're making $500,000. You want to use the Roth option. Can't do a Roth IRA, but you can do a Roth 401k or after tax contributions. I don't think we have time to get into that. But you know, you can put up to $70,000 in your 401k if your plan allows. This is another way to get more money to tax free. That's in these reports. And so take advantage of that. If you want to come in, we will do the investment analysis on your investment options. We will do a contribution analysis. We'll do a whole 401k x-ray if you want us to do it. And of course, as I said before, it's all part of an overall complete analysis. And how does that fit into your overall plan? So if this is something you want to understand, take action on, do something this year, and you have time, of course, before the end of the year, give us a call. 630-864-6711. Give our team a call, 630-864-6711. We'll do the 401k x-ray. We'll understand your options. You will optimize. We'll help you optimize the 401k plan and start to take action. And you know what? It's going to make a difference, I believe, down the road. And you're going to say, I'm glad I did these things because I put myself in a better position. This is, again, so critical to your overall plan. It can make such a difference down the road. This is why you want to get a handle on your 401k and take advantage of it and try to maximize it. So give us a call. We'll help you with that. We'll do the analysis for you as well as a complete analysis. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711 to start getting all of these pieces of your plan in place. That's what it's about.
That's 630-864-6711 or online. It's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, we are very quickly running out of time on this week's program. But before we do, love to leave the floor all yours, my friend, for the final word.
Well, you said it, Kevin. We have covered a lot of ground. We're limited to an hour. We could talk about all of these things and continue to go. That's why we offer the opportunity to come in. That's why I always say, if you want to just pick up the phone, give me a call. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can shoot me an email or get on my calendar. If it's just one specific thing, I don't care if it's tax, finance, investments, your 401k plan, Roth conversions, anything we can do to help you. That's why we're here. We want to be a resource for you. And we're here every week.
1410 is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.